And now the game where we invite on interesting people and try to hold their interest. Some people call Calexico an Americana band. Some call them Tex-Mex. We call them awesome. Guitarist, vocalist Joey Burns of the band joins us now. Joey Burns, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, Peter.
Great to have you.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor. I love the show.
Well, we love your music. So, you, if I'm not mistaken, grew up on the hard streets of Southern California.
I sure did.
Scrabbling for everything you could get.
You know
it's tough. It's tough. And you came here to Tucson when?
In 1993.
Right. And what brought you here?
Music.
Music. You heard the music.
Heard the music.
Coming over the hills.
Was playing music with musicians that were coming this way.
Right.
And we settled.
And why, I guess, is my question.
It's very comfortable here for musicians and artists alike. You know, it's low rent. There's lots of inspiration.
Right. Well, tell the audience about Tucson, because I've been to Phoenix and I've been to Tucson, and Tucson is different. Tucson is pointedly not Phoenix.
Tucson is just that much closer to the Sonora. It is in the Sonoran Desert, and I think that is a big factor here, right?
Right.
It's beautiful. The culture here, the history here is really remarkable, and it influences us in many ways, especially musicians.
Right. And for 6 months of the year, it's too hot to do anything but lie around like you're on a rock, so sun yourself.
Under the rock.
Under the rock. Just hide from the heat.
Do you sound better in dry air than in the wet?
You know, that's a really good question.
Oh, really?
Gee. Yeah. That's a good question.
Good job, Roy.
Yeah.
That's a really good question. I haven't found out yet.
It just doesn't have a really good answer.
How do you... We listen to the music, and when we've heard so many descriptions of it, we don't know what's right. We've heard it called Americana, roots rock, Tex-Mex, meaning you have a lot of cheese melted over you.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard desert noir. Have you heard that?
Of course.
What is desert noir?
That was penned by Fred Mills, who's living in North Carolina, and he's a writer that lived here for a while, and he came up with this term. You know, I think the edginess of some of our music, the core Mac McCarthy influence in some of the lyrics, and he came up with this desert noir.
Mm. Right. Cormac McCarthy?
Yeah.
Is that why you have so many songs about killing Mexican drug dealers? Is that?
Yeah, or winding up, killed by one.
Yeah, that's more likely, I guess. Calexico is a name of a border town in California.
It is, yes.
So why did you, but you're in Tucson, so why didn't you call yourself Tucson?
That's a good question. coming from California and having an influence, having lived here in Tucson for a number of years, and driving from Tucson to the West Coast, we'd always pass the town of Calexico, and it just kind of stood out. And of course, on the other side of the border is the town Mexicali. I mean, in some ways, it's kind of a humorous name to have these two border towns with
Calexico, Mexicali.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And I just got that.
You just got that.
I'm like, oh, I see. So it's like if you take the first half of one name and say,
oh. Yeah. Mm.
My whole life just snapped into focus now that I finally figured out what that means. One of the things, I mean, we've described all these descriptions of you. I don't know if any of them are adequate because your band mixes all these genres of music. You're throwing in folk music and indigenous music and pop music. And are there any genres that you couldn't mix? Could you write like a good country smooth jazz song, for example? Like something that Kenny G would sing if his wife left him.
Say. Oh, wow. That would be really tough.
Yeah.
That would be really tough. But it would be fun to try.
Right. We read an interview where you cited an influence for your Carried to Dust album. You cited the magazine The Economist.
Mm-hmm. Exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. I think that's great because it's little known, but Justin Bieber's first record is influenced by Foreign Affairs magazine.
Yeah.
So I think you were.
They were just trying to get the gig at South by GA.
How does the magazine The Economist influence your music?
Oh, just the news that you don't usually hear on the daily newspapers or you read in the daily newspapers.
Right. So
it's those long transatlantic flights.
Right. Mm. And that leads to your great love song, Oh Baby, I Want to Give You a Microloan.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Your song was in Collateral, the movie, Michael Mann movie, and you actually were in it. You played yourselves playing your own music.
Wow.
Yeah, that was fun.
It's a good movie. Isn't the scene where Tom Cruise eventually goes into this club and kills a bunch of guys?
No, he sends Jamie Foxx in to impersonate him.
Oh, right. To impersonate. I remember that scene. Yeah. Jamie Foxx, who's playing a cab driver, has to pretend to be the heartless assassin.
Yes.
And you guys are in the background?
We are, amongst several other musicians and artists, that songs that they're possibly going to use for the same scene, so we just kind of shifted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, like, they were shooting the scene, and, like, we don't know what song we're going to use, and now we're going to shoot the scene with you guys standing in the background.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then they got rid of you. And
we just went to the back.
And they brought in another band to stand in front and pretend to play their song.
Yes. And the hardest part was being on stage and pretending like you're playing and moving along to the music, but not making a single sound.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and all the dancers, too.
So the dancers have to... So you're pretending to play music,
mm-hmm.
but not making any sound.
Right.
And the dancers are dancing. They're actually dancing, but there's no music playing.
You have to be really quiet.
Wow.
We ought to do this show like that sometimes.
All right, Joey Burns, we've invited you here to play a game that this time we are calling...
Baby.
So here we are in Tucson, the southern desert. This is where you make your music. We assume mostly you write songs about how it's a dry heat. We thought we'd ask you questions about music from places where it's really, really cold. Answer two questions about cold music correctly. You'll win our prize, Carl's Voice, on the voicemail for one of our listeners. Carl, who is Joey Burns playing for?
He's playing for Kira and Mike Zolkowski of Tucson, Arizona.
All right,
Kira.
Kira and Mike, fine couple, I'm sure. Here in Tucson, so you ready to do this?
I am.
First question. Up in Greenland, the indigenous people there play their music on some unique instruments, including which of these? A, walrus tusk xylophones. B, polar bear bladder drums. Or C, halibut trumpets.
Mm. Wow. Trumpets?
Yeah.
The brass section of Greenland High School marching bands must be something.
Yeah. You hollow the halibut out, you blow in its lips, you move the tail to bend the note. Makes sense.
I've always wondered what the sound of Greenland is while flying over there. I'm going to go with B.
You're going to go with B, the polar bear bladder drums?
Sounds like a good...
All the native Greenlanders are going, yes, that's right. You are right. It's polar bear bladder drums.
Hey. Good job.
They also made a drum that was a polar bear bladder stretched over a drum frame. You beat on the drum frame with a stick. No idea how they convinced the polar bear to part with its bladder. Ask nicely. Next question. Over in Finland, the native people there play a kind of music called yoik music, but it's performed in various styles, including which of these? A, the mumbling style. B, the dance beat style. C, the monotonous style.
Well, I like the idea of the monotonous style.
Ooh.
I mean, it just sounds good, doesn't it? Monotonous. Mm, yeah. Because then, you know, that's a way of saying that it's just kind of droning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I love drone music.
Mm. Drone music doesn't even have to have anybody
piloting it. Yeah.
Monotonous. See.
That's it.
No, it's actually mumbling.
It is mumbling.
The mumbling style.
Okay.
Basically, it's used in shamanic chants and basically sounds like REM.
One of my favorite mumblers.
Absolutely. Last question. The Yukon Gold Rush led to some great music up there on the Alaskan frontier, including which of these songs? A, there are so many moose here, but none of them are you. B, we'll be happy when the ice worms nest again. Or C, so hungry I ate the bear that was eating me.
Wow. Oof. Man.
One of those was a real song sung on the Yukon frontier during the Gold Rush.
I'm going to go with B.
You're going to go with B? We'll be happy when the ice worms nest again?
Mm-hmm.
You're right!
Hey!
How did you know? Here is a sample of that classic ditty.
In the land of the pale blue snow, where it's 99 below, and the polar bears are roaming o'er the plain.
All together now!
In the shadow of the pole, I will clasp her to my soul. We'll be happy when the ice worm nests again.
There you go. Music of the Yukon. Carl, how did Joey do in our quiz?
Well, Joey had two correct answers, and that's good enough to win for Kira and Mike Zolkowski.
Well done. Well done. Calexico's box set Road Atlas is out now. Joey Burns, thank you,
thank you so much
for joining us here on Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Joey Burns, ladies
and gentlemen.
Just to do.